Hi, and welcome to Aging in Place for every stage in life. What if you could visit or have a home that would accommodate anyone at any age, any physical ability, at any time? How cool would that be? That's what we're doing here at Aging in Place. Why me? Because I'm a doctor of psychology, and I specialize in physical spaces and health and wellness. Also, I love designing with intent at any age. Why now? Because we, the baby boomers, want to age in place gracefully, and we want our families around us as much as we can. And why you, the audience? Because we want you to experience what it's like to have a home that's safe, aesthetically pleasing, and that you can live in at any age, with any ability, at any time. I'd like to introduce you now to Aging in Place podcast for every stage in life. Hi, and welcome to Aging in Place podcast at any stage in life. I'm really excited to have my friend Carla Rohal with us. She works at Kreger, and it's really interesting to me that you and I are talking today about aging in place at any stage in life. We were just talking about this. I've got 9 grandchildren. Oh my goodness.
Oh my goodness.
And a 91-year-old dad who lives with me. Mm-hmm. You've got 1 daughter, but you are recently an empty nester.
Yes.
I would love to talk to you a little bit about Kreger Supply, mm-hmm. what you do, mm-hmm. and why it's so important that we have a kitchen that functions at any age, a bathroom that functions at any age, and how we can kind of make that happen. So thank you for joining us.
Sure. I'm glad to be here. Thank you. We see a lot of people in this area that are looking towards their retirement. And even if they don't have special needs right now, they want to make sure that if they do, that they are prepared for them. So that starts in the design stage, of course, with their architects, with their designers, with their builders. And then they come into Kreger and they start seeing what we have to offer for them.
How long have you been with Kreger, and what does Kreger really do? What's the comprehensive plan, if you will?
Okay, I have been with Kreger for 16 years and in the industry for 24. We are a plumbing supply wholesaler, which also includes the kind of accessories that go along with bathrooms. Mm-hmm. And also we do appliances and in a different market and lighting in this market,
grown and
HVAC in this market, yes.
In the 16 years that you've been there, have you seen a huge trend toward proactively paying attention to aging in place or at any stage in life? In other words, doing things like prepping for handrails before we even need them.
Yes. When I started, it was more retroactive. Like they would come in after the fact, we've had this happen, we need to get a higher height toilet now, we need to get some grab bars mm-hmm. put in. Do you have anything that can go in if we weren't prepared for this? But that was then and this is now. And we have people that are younger than me coming through the door
right.
talking about, we're going to be in this house for a while. We could have a parent move in or something could happen to us and we want to be prepared for it. It could be as much as just putting the stuff behind the walls and being prepared for what if, or putting it in now and just making sure it's decorative enough that it doesn't look so hospital.
I was just going to say institutional
mm-hmm.
is really what we're talking about.
Yes.
So I would love to kind of take a tour of the Kreger with you and I walking through it in our minds and talking to people. I tell you, if you haven't been there, it really is fun to go in and see. You can get some brilliant ideas. But I want to talk first of all about bathroom. So let's go through. One of the things that people talk to me all about as a designer is, I don't want a grab bar. I'm not having a grab bar. They look horrible. And what do you mean I might need a handheld shower? Or, gosh, Carla, can you help me prepare if I have to transfer my dad from a wheelchair into the shower? What about a bench? Let's talk about some of the products that are out there right now.
Sure. We can start with that shower,
okay.
with the bench. So you have a walk-in shower, which we sell, of course, the linear drains. So there's no threshold, and it keeps the water so that it doesn't come outside of the shower and you don't have to, you can wheel, push a wheelchair straight in.
Okay.
You can transfer them to a seat that is rated to handle, you know, up to 500 pounds.
Right.
And they can have grab bars anywhere in that shower that don't look so institutional. They match the design of the fixture and the finish of the fixture.
Do you recommend putting a grab bar at a specific place in a bathroom like that?
Well, generally,
I guess in the shower is what we're really talking about.
Generally, they like to put a small hand size grab bar right when you're entering a shower.
Okay, that makes sense.
Just so you can have something to grab onto if there is a threshold.
Okay.
That's nice to have that there. Then generally by a bench, you would have something. A lot of times they'll do it on a 45, but sometimes it'll go straight across. And it can be whatever length you want it to be according to the size of your shower. They make them 12, 18, 24.
But they don't look industrial. They
not at all. It looks like a larger towel bar holder, if you will.
All right.
It just is bigger, but it looks the same, decorative, finish-wise, all that.
I was just going to say, what about finishes? Can I get the oil bronze? Can I get silver? Can I get brush?
Just about anything.
Can we get the new bronze and brass?
You can get all the new brasses and bronzes and matte blacks and white, all of it.
That's very hip and cool now. Okay, so I've got that. Now let's talk a little bit about the shower itself.
So
one, I guess I'm saying shower itself, and I'm really
the fixture.
The water.
Yes, exactly. The water delivery. The handhelds are obviously key. We've done showers where people have to be showered by someone else.
Okay.
So we've done like two handheld showers on each side, so it would be very easy to get to the person in the wheelchair for the caregiver.
Yeah, I never thought about that. The other thing I'm thinking about as we're speaking now is if I am, well, let's say I'm not even, I don't even have a disability, but I have a shoulder injury. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess that is a disability, and I can't really reach across. Mm-hmm. Do you ever consider putting the turner on or off?
Valve.
The valve. Very technical term. Mm-hmm. Close by, or is that placed strategically too?
That is also placed strategically. It doesn't have to be near the fixture, but it should be in the place that makes the most sense for what you're trying to accomplish in that shower.
Okay, so now I walk out of the shower. Let's talk a little bit about sinks, height, faucets. Talk me through some of those.
Well, the heights of the cabinets these days are such that they're higher and they're easier. You don't have to bend over. You can also get ones that you can roll right up underneath in a wheelchair. And that is, I mean, that's all over the place.
Yes.
But definitely lots and lots of nice decorative options.
We talk about aging in place, but we're really talking about visitability. Mm-hmm. We're talking about you being able to come, your daughter being able to come, my granddaughter at 2 being able to come and be able to wash her hands, and my dad too. So what kind of fixtures are you seeing? And let's talk us through some of those. And I'd love to hear brands too, because that's always nice to be able to know, you know, what and where I can buy.
Absolutely. So the most common thing to do in the sink area is a lever handle.
Okay.
That is what is used according to the American Disabilities Act.
So, and why is that?
Because you can not have the facility to grab it, but be able to push it with your hand.
Okay.
And you couldn't do that with like a cross type handle.
Correct.
So anything that has a lever would be considered very easy to use.
Okay.
So that I would say is 99% of our sales.
And what about cool looks? I mean, do you get...
Yes, they make very beautiful faucets that are ADA compliant.
And I laugh because my favorite faucet I got from you is one that is a lever, but it looks like almost a trough and the water.
Oh, yes.
I love that. It's fun. It looks so amazing. And my kids think it's about the coolest thing ever.
Of course. And I'm sure that is an ADA compliant fixture.
Let me ask you a question about heat. Is there a way to temperature control how hot my faucet is and how hot my water is?
Most of the time that
look
is
at you and I were like, yes.
Most of the time that is controlled by your water heater.
Okay.
However, you can use the stops underneath your sink to cut back on the amount of hot water that can come through on the hot side. So there's a lot of, there are also valves that will do that. There's a lot of different ways that you can go with that. In a home, I would say you would just cut it back yourself. You wouldn't put a limiting We do those in commercial.
Oh, usually. In commercial places. Mm-hmm. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a really fast break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about my favorite subject. You know what it is? Toilets.
Of course.
Because who knew toilets could be so interesting for aging in place at any stage in life? So I really want to talk about the little tinkle, little bottom toilet first. So stay with us. We'll be back here on Aging in Place. Hi, I'm Dr. Debbie Lines. Design elements are psychologically and physically supportive and conducive to health and wellness. To learn more about what Lines on Design can do for you, for more information on certified aging in place and facilitative and supportive design, look for us at linesondesign.com. That's L-Y-N-E-S on design.com. We are back here on Aging in Place. We are here with Carla Rojal, and we're talking about plumbing fixtures. Who knew it could be so interesting and so important? It's only important when you sit on the potty and you can't get up. All right. I mean, I think that's exactly what it is. We're talking about toilets as being really interesting and something that in today's market, who knew that the toilet would be one of the big decisions that you would make when you're building a home or even renovating a home? Let's talk a little bit about height of a toilet, why that's important, and some of the new products that are out there, because they're pretty amazing.
Absolutely. The trend is that most toilets now are ADA compliant,
okay,
which means they're the like chair height,
yes,
easier to get up,
yes,
and up off of and down onto. The trend has become that since probably, I would say, in the last 10 years.
Okay.
Most companies aren't making any of their new toilets in regular height.
Got it.
It's almost hard to find one in a regular height because we have found as adults, if you're tall, that it's easier to get on and off of. So
exactly.
It doesn't matter if you have a hurt back or if you're just tall, it's easier to get on and off a higher toilet.
Probably the most fun toilet I saw recently was the one that has the seat for little tiny bums and then ones for regular folks.
Absolutely.
Talk to us about that. Who makes that?
That's actually a Kohler seat.
Okay.
And it is a training type seat where you can have
I have a two-year-old granddaughter, so
perfect.
This is important.
Perfect for she won't fall in.
That's right.
It's made with a very small opening so that their little bums won't fall through. Mm-hmm. And then you can raise that part of the lid
so cute.
An adult can sit on it.
I mean,
so it's awesome. And you can put it on any elongated toilet seat.
Oh, you can?
I mean, any elongated toilet, yes.
Oh, and you know, the last time that you and I were together, I think you were telling me about an interesting situation that you had a friend of yours, I think, had either broken their shoulder.
Yes, they had shoulder surgery. And they purchased one of the cleansing seats. And I believe that might have been a Kohler cleansing seat as well.
So what does that even mean?
That means you put a toilet seat on your toilet that acts like a bidet.
Okay.
So it sprays and does everything that you need to cleanse yourself without actually being a separate fixture, a separate bidet fixture. All you need is the same water supply that comes into the toilet. You tee off of it, and you do need an electrical outlet.
Let me ask you a question. What do a lot of people ask when they come in buying toilets?
The very first thing they say is that they want a higher toilet.
Okay.
That is the number one thing we hear when they walk through the door.
Okay.
Second would be that they want the seat to be elongated.
Okay.
Obviously, that's a more comfortable seat to sit on. Those are, I would say, the two biggest things they ask for. And now a third thing that they're asking for is just the cleanability, which means the sides of the base of the toilet go straight back in a skirted fashion, so it's just easier to keep clean.
Gosh, I never even thought about that. You know, it's funny because my son just renovated his house, and he said he was more excited about showing us his bathroom and his toilet than anything else because it had bells and whistles that I didn't even know existed. Talk us through some of the fancy jazzy things that are there.
Well, okay. So the skirting is the least jazzy, but
most
liked by women, or I shouldn't say it that way, but by the people that are cleaning the toilet. The bidet seat itself, the washlet seat, is it's got a lot of different functions depending on which one you get.
Okay.
It will front spray, rear spray. Mm-hmm. It will oscillate and pulsate the water. It gives you a temperature control on the keypad so that you can make the water cooler or warmer.
Okay, so you said keypad. Help mm-hmm. me.
So there, it's just a little pad where you press the button to turn it on and to do all these different functions. So it sits on the wall and you press the buttons and it does all that, and it's really cool. It's very easy to function.
That's what I was going to mm-hmm. say. From a usability standpoint, is it pretty easy to manage?
Yes. Like if you are incapacitated,
that's right,
with your primary arm, mm-hmm. if you're right-handed, you've had something go wrong with your right hand and you need to use the restroom, it's certainly a lot easier to press a button to spray and press a button to air dry when you're done.
It's really interesting, after talking to occupational therapists, physical therapists, people who've had hip replacements, I never really, you don't really realize how easy or difficult it can be to participate in activities of daily living until you really have something and you can't do it.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that's what's been amazing. What about as far as toilet paper holders? And again, I have to go back to bars, because I know that oftentimes getting into that bathroom and on and off the toilet is a real issue. How do you all deal with that?
With the grab bars. Again, okay. you a lot of people have their bathroom, the toilet closet, the water closet area set up for, or put in immediately, at least one bar.
Okay.
In a commercial situation, you have to have three. It's mandatory to have.
Where three?
You have a vertical, okay, and a horizontal, and then a horizontal behind the toilet. That is to code. In a home, you don't necessarily need that. One next to the toilet is generally enough. However, you know, two would probably more than suffice.
One of the things that you showed me the last time I was in the showroom was a toilet paper holder that actually was a grab bar too, because I think it's fun, because now that I've been around people and watch where they're vulnerable, mm-hmm. I've seen a lot of people grab onto that toilet paper holder as a,
yes,
and that's not good.
That's not good. You're going to rip it out of the wall.
Yes, exactly.
Unless it's Moen makes one. That is a toilet paper holder and a grab bar. So you can use, it's about 8 inches,
okay,
and you can use it to hoist yourself up, and it also dispenses the toilet paper.
Are a lot of these products cost prohibitive, or are they pretty reasonable? No?
Mm-hmm. No, they're pretty reasonable.
Tell me about the Moen product, because aren't they, I mean, they're a pretty reasonable product.
Absolutely, and they have several decorative lines, and they have pretty much for every single faucet line they have a decorative matching everything.
Oh, like a universally designed,
yes,
something.
Yes, grab bars, accessories, everything that goes with it, so that it's all cohesive and it looks pleasant to the eye.
I mean, I think it's really amazing. Talk to me I've always heard one-piece toilets, two-piece toilets, lids, flushing, things like that. What is the standard or the design, to code now?
Well, to code, you don't have to.
Don't
one or the other doesn't mind. It doesn't
okay.
matter.
Got it.
So it doesn't matter if it's a two-piece or a one-piece. It just
height is okay.
Yes, but for cleaning and for your home, mm-hmm. a one-piece fully skirted toilet is going to be the absolute least maintenance.
Just a little Clorox, and
right.
all is well
and
with
all
the
is
world.
Well. Mm-hmm.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. Yeah.
I wanted to mention that Kohler has just come out with a new toilet that is going to be one of the highest on the market, meaning height-wise.
Okay.
So those people that are looking for even taller toilets than the ones that meet the American Disability Act, they can get another 2 inches out of this toilet.
It's so funny, because I'm doing the podcast, I'm always looking for inside scoop on things like that. Mm-hmm. And it is amazing when they talk about squatty potties and all. Do you have things like that too?
Mm-hmm.
All kinds of things,
yes,
to really make, again, like we said, activities of daily living much more streamlined and easy. It's wonderful. Mm-hmm. And again, do you have favorite brands, or is it just according to what you really like? And the last thing before we have to go to our next segment is, what about heated seats?
The heated seats come with the washlet.
Oh,
generally,
of course they do.
Right. Generally speaking, you can't get the heat without the whole setup of the water.
So who usually designs that? When people go into a home and they want a renovation, or they have a builder, they have an architect, do they actually come into the showroom? What does that look like? They come in with you, and how do you take them around? How does that work?
Well, they come in. Sometimes they come in with someone like you, and they start by the design, meaning I want it to be traditional, transitional, contemporary.
Okay.
And it has to look nice, but it needs to meet all these criteria. And we just kind of go through it, and I show them all the options of the things that match. And they are surprised most of the time that they can actually get what they need in it to look nice.
And I think one of the things that you do so well, based on my experience, is when cost is no object, it's easy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
But there are times, and one of the things you taught me, there are times, there are places to put your money and places that you can be more conservative. Is that the advantage of having a Carla actually take you around and kind of share with you all the different things?
It is always better to use a professional, for sure. Because we know, we've been doing this for years. We know how to help you save money. We know how to help you get everything that you need. And if you tell us the range you want to stay in, we can help you do
you
that.
You can do that. Yeah. Make it look fantastic.
Absolutely.
We're going to take another quick break. Sure. We're going to come back once more. We're going to talk about kitchen. And then we're actually going to talk about some specific product lines, which will be fun. Stay with us on Aging in Place. Hi, I'm Dr. Debbie Lines, and thank you for listening to Aging in Place for Any Stage in Life. We would like to ask you all to give us a review. Of course, preferably 5 stars. Thank you again, and we hope you enjoyed Aging in Place for Any Stage in Life. We are back here on Aging in Place. We are here with Carla Roja. Let's talk kitchen.
Sure.
Because I think that's a great place to go to when you're talking about universally designed things and designing for anybody at any age.
Absolutely. We've done several kitchens for people that weren't necessarily older.
Okay.
Some are for younger that are handicapped and they want to participate, or they're on their own and they need to be able to cook and clean. And if you think about walking up to your kitchen sink,
yeah,
if you're in a wheelchair, you're not going to be able to do anything at your kitchen sink.
I never even thought about that, but that's very true, isn't
yes.
it?
Mm-hmm. So now there's lots of sink options that are shallower, that you can get low enough, get the wheelchair under, faucets that you can touch or wave.
Oh.
And turn them on so that it's easier to use them.
I'm going to go back to the sink. Talk to me about a shallow sink. I never thought about that either. Mm-hmm. What does that actually, that makes sense, because when I put my hands down into a sink, it's usually what, 12, 14 inches?
Well, 10 is,
okay,
10 is 10. Usually what
okay.
it is.
Okay.
But the ADA compliant sinks are 5.5. So that brings it up. It still gives you, enough.
Oh, ample.
Yes.
Yes.
But I think the trend had been bigger,
right,
deeper, and that just doesn't work in a situation where somebody is disabled.
Do you typically work with architects to design that? Or you pretty much know all your products and know what you can do with all of them. Who makes a shallow sink like that?
LK Manufacturing, they have okay. several.
Oh, do they
several.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Now, talk about LK for a second, because that's a name that I know because mm-hmm. of you, but talk to us about that product line. They do a lot of kitchen things?
Yes, they are a manufacturer of stainless steel sinks, and they also have a lot of commercial product mm-hmm. that I don't necessarily deal with, but we deal with their sinks. And the thing that I like about LK is you can almost say, okay, I want a stainless steel sink that's X wide by this deep, and they have it. They have thousands of sinks that you can almost call out your size, your depth.
Pretty cost-effective company too?
They have everything from entry level to pretty high end, depending on gauge and thickness.
Okay, gauge and thickness.
Gauge
means
and
what?
Gauge is the thickness. Gauge is the thickness of the stainless steel.
What are you seeing from a trending point of view? Are you seeing porcelain? Are you seeing stainless as what people are really tending toward, or the big white farm sinks?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. We sell a lot of the white farm sinks.
Okay.
That is a huge trend and has been, I would say, I have one in my house that's 11 years old. So I would say that trend has been around for a while, and I don't see it drying up anytime
okay.
soon. The stainless steel is always has a, it's just a workhorse of a sink, and people people just like it. They're comfortable with it. They know what to expect. They know that really the only thing you can do to it is scratch it, mm-hmm. and if they take the proper precautions, they can keep it nice for years to come.
Okay, so what about faucets? You mentioned kind of a wave your hand over it faucet. And mm-hmm. The kitchen. We're talking about kitchen here.
That's right. Mm-hmm. There's a couple different technologies out there. There's touch and there's wave motion kind of thing.
So what does that mean? Who makes touch and how is that different than wave?
Well touch is Delta, the Delta company, and the Brizo company both okay. make touch faucets. I love it because even though people tend to say, well, I don't want to have to touch my faucet.
Right.
We don't have to touch it with your hand.
Right.
You can touch it with your elbow, the back of your hand, yeah. your ear. It doesn't matter. And that's pretty much the entire body, less the head, the entire body of the faucet will come on and off by the simple touch of your skin.
Boy, that makes sense, doesn't it?
That's right. When you've got stuff all over your hands from baking or chicken or whatever, and you just don't want to spread the mess or the germs, it's nice to be able to touch.
How does that temperature control?
Now, the temperature control still has to be
adjusted.
That's right. Now, there is a new technology by that same company, by the Brizo company and the Delta company, that you will be able to call it out.
Of course.
And say that you want a certain temperature in your faucet.
I love it. Is it fun?
Oh my gosh, it's really fun new technology. And it is very new, and we are able to put it on our existing touch faucet, add it to that in the showroom, so we will be able to display it here in the next probably.
Oh, you've got to go see the show. Showroom's mm-hmm. super fun. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about some products, and let's go from, and I liked the way that you mentioned it. You talked about some entry level and then some higher ends. Mm-hmm. Again, what we said before in the other segment was part of the gift of having Craiger and a Carla is you can help guide us. What are some of your favorites and why, from a product point of view?
Okay, so I love the Moen company. I love the Delta company.
So let's talk Moen for a second, then we'll mm-hmm. go to Delta. Okay. What is it about Moen? They've been around for how many years? A gazillion.
At least 75,
yeah,
I think. I mean,
exactly.
Oh my gosh, I'm so ashamed. I should know exactly how many years. But yes, they've been around for a very long time, and they do a very nice job with their styles. And again, taking it clear through the line, making sure that if they come out with a faucet, they have everything to match. Okay. Tub, shower, accessories, the grab bars, all of that kind of stuff. Also, they have an amazing customer service department.
Ah.
And that will be where I can tell you that any product that you see on our showroom floor, if they don't have good customer service, they are not on the showroom floor.
Oh,
it is the most important thing to us is the customer service, not as much the design.
Okay.
Because
right.
they all
no,
have
no,
nice
that's
designs.
True. That's right.
But
okay.
if you have a really great design and your customer service is terrible, that's of no use to me.
Well, that makes a lot mm-hmm. of sense. Delta I've heard of too.
Yes. Delta is like Moen, very mm-hmm. large company, been around for a long time, very good customer service, very innovative.
And what about price pointing with things like, would you consider Moen and Delta sort of running the gamut?
Yes, they both have entry level and they go up to a mid,
okay.
scooting over that mid price range.
All right.
With some of their newer, more decorative stuff.
Who's more high end? What are some fun, trendy high end?
Well, we have a lot of fun, trendy stuff. The Rohl company,
right?
ROHL, Rohl, they have a lot of great designs that people like you, designers mm-hmm. come in and they have a lot of wow factor there.
Mm-hmm.
It comes with a price, but you know.
But in the right place, mm-hmm. again, get a little bling, a little.
That's right. I mean, for sure, powder rooms are a great place to put that product and kitchens because when someone comes to your house,
where do they land?
They're going to see your kitchen for sure. And most likely they're going to see your powder room.
Gotcha.
So that's a great place to put those nice higher ends like Rohl and Brizo and okay. Newport Brass.
Oh, and Newport Brass. Mm-hmm. I haven't heard of that. Yes, I guess I have.
They are a great decorative company. They have all of the finishes. They do their own faucet finishing and they do it for some other companies as well. So they have the ability to really have everything you need and every finish you need.
Do you recommend that people stick with a flavor or a style throughout their home? Or do you find that people are like, you know what, this is my crazy powder room and I want to do something real wild in here. It doesn't match anything.
I'm fine with whatever they want because it's your house. You're not building it for me. You're building it for you. However, I hear all the time that people want to make sure that when they go to resell their home,
okay, good point,
that everyone's going to like it. So, you know, generally they may jazz up some things and do some things a little different, but they don't leave the idea of this house is traditional or transitional or contemporary. They try to stay at least consistent in that.
So if anybody thought that this episode of Aging in Place, a podcast, might be like, really? I'm going to talk about toilets and fixtures? And they would like, oh, we're going to skip that? No, it's fascinating. And I so appreciate you joining us. We learned a lot. And you have to come back and we will talk a lot. There's a lot more to talk about, actually. Carla, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you all for joining us here on Aging in Place.
Hi, I'm Dr. Debbie Lines, and thank you for listening to Aging in Place for Any Stage in Life. We would like to ask you all to give us a review. Of course, preferably 5 stars. Thank you again, and we hope you enjoyed Aging in Place for Any Stage in Life. I'd like to introduce you to a friend of mine, Tracy. Tracy is naturally curious and always creative. And when we were doing the Aging in Place podcast, she said, there are so many quick tips that I can think of offhand. My response, who knew? She's going to be with us every week, giving us a quick tip and a hint that is a practical application.
Thanks, Debbie. This suggestion is for those thinking about remodeling their kitchens. Ever thought about raising your dishwasher? Choices of dishwashers include drawers and half sizes, but raising it to a height where bending over repeatedly like an exercise would be marvelous. Kitchen cabinets can be reinforced to hold a dishwasher waist high if you wanted, and having it at this height could have other benefits, such as using the door when open as a prepping area, or even hold a glass as you pour your milk, if you're apt to spills like I am. And with seniors on blood pressure medications, simply bending over can bring on dizziness. Even back injuries can be aggravating when it comes to the dishwasher loading or unloading. So lift up those dirty dishes off the ground and leave the bending over to the gym. Raise it up, and that's your who knew.
Here's our takeaway on Aging in Place for Carla Rohal. We're talking about plumbing fixtures today, and the takeaway is pretty impactful. Here's what I learned. Universally designed plumbing fixtures are gorgeous. They come in all finishes. You could even plumb for them before you need to put them in. But don't be intimidated and don't be afraid. They are a designer's dream rather than a designer's nightmare. Thank you all for joining us here on Aging in Place.
Aging in Place podcast is hosted by Debbie Lines and produced by Henrik DeGior. If you have any comments or questions, send an email to debbie@agingInPlacePodcast.com. We would love to hear from you. If you're interested in advertising or sponsoring this podcast, email us at pr@agingInPlacePodcast.com. Thank you for listening to Aging in Place Podcast.